Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're now on the letters that are completely different regarding their global image. And the global image is the actual shape of the letter as opposed to the local image, which is the dots or the little minor things that you add to the letter. So in many languages, letters are differentiated with dots. So you have the J and the I in the English language, and you have the F and the T have dashes across them. So in Arabic, you have these triplets and twins, which the global letter is the same, and only the changes in the local element, which is the dots. Now we're moving to the letters that are all different. And here you have the fa and the qaf and the kaf. And usually people put these together because the fa and qaf are similar in their global image. Not the same, but similar. The qaf goes below the line. The fa goes above the line. So it's similar enough that to be differentiated with two dots. Furthermore, at the beginning and in the middle, they're identical. Okay, they're not twins. They don't have complete similarity. At the end, the qaf has a bowl to it, and the fa does not. And qaf and kaf are somewhat connected in that qaf and kaf, the qaf is the thick version of the thin version of the kaf. So qaf and kaf. So this is called the heavy letter, right? And these are called the mukhaffaf, and these are the muthaqqal, the heavier letters, and the thinner letters. So we said earlier that you have ta and you have ta. Okay. Then you have ha, you have ha, which we haven't studied yet, and you have ha. Okay, I'm looking at the thin letters here on this column, and the heavier letters are here. Okay, and you have dal and you have bad. You have dal and you have va. Okay, you have seen and sad. So these are the letters that are heavy. Okay, that are heavy letters. So now let's look at heavy and light. So qaf and kaf fit in that category. So now let's look at the letter fa in the beginning of the word. Looks like so. Just you're going to make a circle, and then you're going to come down and add that dot. Then you're going to put the fa in the middle of the word is literally a loop. It's very simple. And then at the end of the word, it looks like so. Okay, and by itself, all right, like so. Qaf, identical at the beginning. Okay. And in the middle is as well a loop. Same exact thing. And then at the end, though, it goes under the line. You see how it is here? Under the line. Okay? That's the key difference between the fa and the qaf. The qaf is going to go under the line. And then, of course, by itself, it looks like so. Now let's look at the kaf. The kaf is tricky because it can be formed in different ways. Okay? Kaf, in the beginning of the word, looks like so. Okay? In the middle of the word, it is similar. Okay? Same exact thing in the middle of the word. So that's easy to memorize. At the end of the word, it doesn't look really anything like a kaf. So what they do is, they do this. They put this here, and then they have a baby kaf inside of it. Okay? So this is what the kaf looks like at the end of the word. There's also something called the kaf wizza, or the kaf which looks like a swan. Okay, and we're going to see that when we get to our reading. So let's just straight to our reading and try to identify these letters. We're now on Surah At-Takathur, and here you have the title of the surah, At-Takathur. Ta, alif, lam, ta, and this is the kaf right here. And then it's sort of leaning on the alif. Okay, and then tha and ra. So this takathur, this kaf right here, that's what we're looking for. Now let's go here. Al-Hakum. We're going to study this later. Don't worry about this. This is the letter Ha. Okay. Dagger Alif. And here's your Kaf. Al-Hakum. Okay. Al-Hakum. And this is a Kum here is a suffix for you plural. Okay. If I say Akhraja Kum, it would mean expelled you all. Al-Hakum. Al-Ha is to distract. All right, so at-takathur is to pile up material goods, okay? At-takathur is to pile up material goods, and Allah's saying, or to pile up anything, to pile up, period. Because people don't always pile up material goods. Sometimes people pile up other things like accolades from people, praise from people. Okay, so here it is. Piling up stuff, whether it be material or otherwise, has distracted you. Okay, has distracted you. Hatta, here's wave letter, ha, ta, and then your alif maqsura. Okay. Zurtum, zain, ra, ta, and meem, which we're covering next lesson. Hatta zurtum, until you visited, al-maqabir. Here's your qaf. This is what we're looking for. Al-maqabir. This you're piling up, okay, has distracted you until you've, so much so, that you even visited graves. Now, why is this? It's that they would visit the graves, okay, to actually count how many people, the sort of population, all right? Or they would visit the graves to remind themselves which tribe had whom. So they would compete which tribe had greater numbers or which tribe had greater people. And so they would compete tribe versus tribe in this respect, okay? Al-Maqabir. This is a qaf, means the graves. Alif, lam, mim, qaf, alif, ba, ra. Al-maqabir. Also, hatta zurtum al-maqabir, it also means something else. It means you piling up has distracted you until you actually die, until you go to the graves. Okay? So basically, it's something that you would think when you start getting old, you stop doing this, but people don't. Kalla, nay. This is a kaf right here. Kalla. It means nay or no. Okay. Sawfa ta'lamun. You shall certainly know. Seen, waw, fa. Here's your fa at the end of the word. It's not connected. Because as you know, the waw, which is acting as a consonant right here, does not give a connection. So sawfa. Okay. Ta'lamun. You shall surely soon know. Al-ilm is the root of this word, ilm, right here. Ayn, lam, mim. Ta'lamun. Thumma, then, kalla, sawfa ta'lamun. Again, then again, no again, you will certainly know. So it's emphasis. So it's the same ayah, repeated, okay, for emphasis' sake. Kalla, okay. Sawfa. Kalla, again, no. Law ta'lamun ilm al-yaqeen. If you just had certain knowledge, okay, لو تعلمون كلا again كاف لام ألف لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم. Okay, you shall if you had certainty that you would definitely know that you will see the fire. And here's لام تاء راء واو نون لترون الجحيم. All right, the hellfire, الجحيم. ثم لترونها عين اليقين. Again, you will see it, okay, with the eye of certainty. Ayn al-yaqeen. Thumma latus'alunna. And here's the ayn that actually we talked about, right? Ayn right here, we talked about it in the last class. Al-yaqeen, qaf, right here, certainty. Thumma, you should know this word, it means then. And it does not necessarily, it indicates sequence, but not immediacy. So if I say thumma, it indicates that what came after the word thumma actually came after, you know, the event that we're talking about, but not necessarily immediately. So there could be a time gap in between. If I say he did A, thumma he did B. So for sure B came after A, but not necessarily immediately after. That's the meaning of thumma. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You shall certainly be asked, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ. You will certainly be asked, يَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, about blessings. The word na'im means blessing, and on that day, someone, sahabi, asked, well, what is the basic blessing that we're asked about? And the answer came back, a cool sip of water on a hot day. That's like the bare minimum of blessing. I mean, that's, you know, something that people take for granted, but in fact, that's something that is considered a na'im, or a blessing. All right, our next surah is Al-Qari'ah. And here this surah begins with the letter Qaf right away. Alif, Lam, Qaf. Al-Qari'ah. Okay, and there's your ayin. So you know all the letters in this surah. Actually, you haven't studied Tamarbuta, but Al-Qari'ah. Okay. Tamarbuta, just to give you a heads up, renders any ism, or I guess you could say noun in English, that you attach it to become feminine. And everything in nature, everything that is out in nature, natural part of the earth, or something that is non-human, is treated as feminine. Okay. So even a mountain is referred to as in the feminine. Al-Qari'ah, ma al-Qari'ah? Ma means what? Okay, what is al-Qari'ah? Al-Qari'ah is this is one of the descriptions of the Day of Judgment. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. And who is going to inform you about what the qari'ah is? And al-qari'ah gives the image of something that strikes, because the meaning of qara'a is like latama, or to strike. So this is the sort of subtle difference between the words al-qari'ah, al-haqqa, which is another surah. Al-haqqa, for example, is a description of the Day of Judgment, but it gives the meaning of the inevitability of the Day of Judgment, that this is something inevitable. Okay, that's al-haqqa. So different subtle differences in the meanings. They all refer to the Day of Judgment with different shades of the meaning, and if you compile them all together, they give you a picture of what the Day of Judgment is all about. It's inevitable, it's striking blows, loud noises, things like this. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. يَوْمَ, very short word that you can memorize. The day. يَكُونُ النَّاسُ. يَكُونُ. كَاف. Right, there's your كَاف. And يَكُونُ is like what we call in English the helping verb of to be. Yeah, يَكُونُ. النَّاسُ, the people. And here is your first example of the كَاف, وِزَّ, the كَاف that looks like a swan. Okay, because it does sort of look like a swan. And this is sometimes how the kaf is written in the beginning of the word. Okay, rarely you'll find it like this in the middle of the word, but it's possible. Ka, in this meaning, is like. If you stick a kaf with a fatha in front of any word, you're saying it is like. Okay, kal farash al mabthuth. And al farash are moths. Okay, and moths, if you ever see when they come together, right, they're like they're all sitting on top of each other, and here scattered is mabthuth, is like scattered. Okay, but shows you a moth is really weak. I mean, there's hardly anything to a moth. Imagine what the weight of a moth is. So we're told here on the Yom al-Qiyamah, there's so many humans, but we're so insignificant in size, and we're like scattered moths. Okay, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. Okay, and even the mountains, and with all their weight, on the Day of Judgment, they're like puffed up wool, right? They will be, كالعهن. العهن is wool. And here again you have ka, like the wool, all right? المنفوش. In fact, this should actually be something that we're going to study. It's called إخفاء, okay, which is كالعهن المنفوش. منفوش, okay? Like puffed up wool. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. Alright, as for he whose scales are heavy, ثقلت, here's your قاف. ثقلت. Honestly, my philosophy of learning Arabic, or learning anything, is to just do it. Right? Take a little bit of theory, maybe like 10% theory, and then try to apply it. And then another 10% theory, and then try to apply it. Personally speaking, that's the way I study, that's the way I teach as well. If you had to sit there and give me a textbook on how to study Arabic, etc., I just fall asleep. I can't do those textbooks. We got to get straight to why are we studying Arabic? To learn Quran. So let's just get straight through it and try to find the letters here. So with video after video, you start understanding more and seeing more. فَأَمَّا مَن. This men here means who. As for the one who, ثَقُلَتْ مَوَزِينُهُ. His scale is heavy. Tha, you know this letter, qaf, lam, and ta. Okay, thaqulat, became heavy. Mawazinuhu, his scales. Fahuwa, so he is, fi. Okay, fahuwa, so immediately. Fa indicates sequence and immediacy. Whereas we said earlier that thumma only indicates sequence, but not immediacy. Fa indicates sequence and immediacy. Fahuwa, fi. We looked at this before, the yat tucked under the fat. عيشة الراضية. a good life. Aisha tirradiya. Remember, we talked. Aisha is a life. Radiya is pleasurable. Okay. You notice that these two kasras, and they're not even, these two kasras are not parallel. That means that the noon is going to enter right into the ra. Fi aisha tirradiya. This is all. This, tanween in English is called noonation, which is a funny word, but noon. And Aishan being the making of noon. So, noonation. So, the Aisha tirradiya. Okay, and thank you for the folks on, some of the folks on Facebook, some sisters on Facebook are the one who actually brought that to my attention. Fi Aisha tirradiya, that it's called noonation. And you don't say Fi Aisha tin radiya, you say Fi Aisha tirradiya. So, when you see it scattered like this, then you know that it is not going to be pronounced. Okay, it's going to go, it's called idgham. The noon sound will go into the ra. Okay. Aisha, life, radiya, pleasurable. In Arabic, the adjective comes after the noun. Unlike we say a pleasurable life. No, we pleasurable is a description of life. No, we say the noun first. Aisha, radiya. Okay. Wa amma. And as for him, men, as for him, wa amma man khaffat mawazinu. Khaffat. Here's your fa. Wave letter. Kha fa ta. Mawazinuhu. He whose scale is light. Fa ummuhu hawiya. Okay. His home. Ummuhu is a bottomless pit. Ummuhu. Is mother. Of course, we know that, right? However, in this case, it means his abode, his home. Because really, your was your first home, which is her womb. Okay? So, which is interesting that womb sort of sounds like right? But I'm sure that's just a coincidence. Ummuhu, because the two languages have no relation. Fa ummuhu hawiya. Okay? His abode is a bottomless pit. Wa amma. Oh, sorry. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. And who will inform you of what it is? Here's your kaf at the end of the word. Here's your kaf at the end of the word. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. And who will inform you what it is? What? Again here. مَا هِيَ. It. Okay? Feminine. نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. نَار. Fire. حَامِيَةٌ. Okay. Blazing. You could describe it as. Blazing fire. So this is Surah Al-Qari'ah, which you can translate as the crashing blow. Okay, and the descriptions of the hellfire in Surah Al-Qari'ah. So that will be it for this lesson on fa, qaf, and kaf. And we'll see more of it in the next surah to come. Salaam.